You're listening to Real Facts on Real Estate with Sean Patrick Maloney. Welcome to episode 57.
I actually had read one time by a person about experience level gifts, where it's not about trying to, and you say it as well in Bluefish, and about not trying to buy them the most expensive gift. It's that gift that when they pick it up, it brings you up.
$15.
I have a
$15 maximum. Because what happens if you turn around to someone and you go, right, you could buy me anything, but you can't spend over $15. You get creative. Now, over $15, for $15, you can't buy me a good bottle of whiskey. Okay. You probably can't even buy me a good couple of crystal glasses for that. Okay. But you may be able to buy me a nice cocktail shaker. You know, you may be able to buy me a little whiskey travel kit. You know, a little book on cocktails from, you know, whiskey cocktails from Japan. I use that because someone sent me that. There's so many things that you can buy that are creative, you know, a strainer for cocktails. Here's a perfect example. I had a client of mine. One of his greatest passions was his shoes. And he had really beautiful shoes. And he always had them made for him in Venice. And I would see him with his shoes, and they were the most amazing leather, kind of some of them a bit wacky, but he loved this experience of going to Venice and getting the guy to, he'd pick the leather and he'd get it made for him, and they'd check his foot size again, and they would build him these shoes. And so one day I went on Amazon, and for $8, I got two bone shoehorns. Okay. $8. Okay. And I wrapped it up and I gave it to him when I met him at a party. And he said, "What's this?" And I said, "Look, I know you love your shoes and you should never kind of like put a shoe on, you know, when you're without a shoehorn. You never should. Everyone knows that. Okay. At home, sure, you got them. When you're in a hotel, they've probably got them. Okay. But when you're at the airport and you kick your shoes off, or when you're on a plane, you don't always have one. Here's a bone. Why bone? Because metal would set off in the metal detector. The bone wouldn't. But now you've got one. So if you just need to kick your shoes off at the airport, you can, and then put them back on properly." And he really appreciated that thought. This was $8, and I only gave him one of them. So technically, I gave the guy $4. And he was over the moon because of the thought that went into that.
That's great. That's great. I got one more question for you, and then I'm going to let you go. I want to ask a question that a lot of people have trouble with. So you have that good client, you don't want to lose them, but you need to cut down FaceTime. You need to cut down, whether it be pushing them to the back staff, but getting them from that nurture stage to that long-term relationship with kind of the clinger type one.
Yeah. You've got to be the maestro. You've got to be the, conductor. So you've got to establish very, very early on. That's actually a very, very good question. So congratulations on that. You've got to educate your clients right at the beginning. And again, I've had this where I've done so much. When you try to move the client over to someone else, they go, "Whoa, I want you," you know, and they won't go anywhere. So you've literally got to go, "Okay, we're going to be doing this. I'm going to have Christy actually focus on this because she's better tuned at that." And you can even turn around and go, "Because my time is better spent looking at this," you know, because most people don't know what they don't know. You can actually turn around and say, "Well, I'm going to have Christy do this because I've got to look at the regulations for this." There may not be any regulations, but that's a good way of just getting out of that. And you're educating the client that you bring in the people required to do what's required before they need to speak to you. And you can go, "Okay, we're going to be looking at this. I've got my team that's going to be looking. I'm going to be involved and I'm going to be overseeing it, but you need to speak to Rachel. You need to speak to Sean. You need to speak to Sarah. Okay. I'm going to be overseeing it, but let them do what they do best."
Excellent.
Two things happen. One, backs you out, but two, establishes that there's a community now around this service. And it's not just a one-hit wonder, because as brilliant as you think you are, they don't want everything to be laying on your shoulders. Because if you don't have any shoulders anymore, if you fall over tomorrow night and die, then that out of luck. But if there's a community, a family around them now that you've brought them into, so now they don't have one person caring for them. Damn it, they have 10. How good is that?
Yeah, that's a good point. And I do try to tell my agents that. I always say to them, make sure that you explain the process early so they are anticipating it. And you said that. I really like that. It's important to let them know it's coming so that they're not shocked when it comes up.
Yeah, you've got, and it can be tiny little tidbits. Even when you've spoken to them the following day, you can say, hey, I've CC'd Christy on this email. She just wants to get some details from you so that we can go into the next step. And start getting them used to, from the second or third email, the understanding that other people will be brought in as necessary.
Excellent. Well, I want to give you 1 minute here, Steve, to just tell people where they can find you, what you got going on, mention your group, any of those things you want to throw in.
All right. Well, obviously, everyone should have The Art of Making Things Happen, Bluefishing, as their book on their nightstand, because it's brilliant, because I wrote it. But you should jump over to An Entrepreneur's Advantage by Steve Sims. That's our Facebook group. It's private. So, you know, put your deets in there, your name and your email, and then we let you in. That's where I do all those videos I spoke about. And also, we have a lot of people in there that also start posting in there. So that's a good place to get information for free. But you may want to check out stevedsims.com. Look under consult, and you'll see under there Ahead of the Curve. This is a program that we did just for realtors, and that actually kicks off on the 30th of October. And if you join that, you actually get complimentary access to my Sims Distillery, which is my training course. It's usually around about $300 a year, but you get complimentary access to that, and we actually go through the breakdown into 16 steps of how to communicate with anyone, how to build up your brand. And I also keep throwing new videos in there every now and then as well. So that's a growing library, because I don't want multiple courses. I just want one with a lot of information that's regularly added.
What'd you think the other day of those ladies doing the book review on you? Did you catch any of it?
I did, especially the one that called me ugly. Really loved it. So I forget where it was. I was at the airport on my way down, my way to Vegas. I found it good. More importantly, the sense that I got out of it for the time that I was on it, and I was on for most of it, was the fact that they were talking about stuff that they actually actioned.
Right.
Now, I hate people that buy my book, and I have people come up to me and go, yeah, I bought your book. And I go, great. What have you used it for? I haven't got around to reading it. Well, then stop talking to me and talk to me once you've done something. You see, every book that sold, I got paid real well to write that book. Every book that sold, I get like 20 cents. Okay. So you ain't making me richer by buying a book. If you think you're doing me a favor, buy me a whiskey. That makes me more money than you buy my book. But I do want people to be impacted. I want people to be actioned. I want people to read that book and go, jeepers, if this kid from bloody England can be doing this with Elton John, then I sure as shit can be doing it. Those are the people I want to talk to. And those women were talking about stuff that they actioned, stuff that they did, stuff that they worked on, stuff that they discovered, stuff that they were given permission to actually do.
Yeah.
And that's worth way more to me than the bloody 20 cents I get on a book. So the good thing about the review is that they actually felt as though it did something for them. And I'm very, very grateful for that.
Yeah, it was cool to hear that. I actually, when you subscribe to our newsletter, it comes with a thing called a fast fact. And the first one in there is one of my favorite speakers. He looked at the audience and he said, I see a bunch of you that I've seen before. He said, you're probably going to think I say great job, but why are you here again taking the same notes you took last time, talking about the same action you're going to put forward next time? I'd rather see you on stage with me than in the audience, because I've already told you everything I do. And I thought that was a really cool comment. It's like, you know, let's go.
Yeah, it's like the fat person that buys a diet book and think the fact that they purchased it will do the job for them. It doesn't help you. So I like people buying the book. I like the messages that I get. I like seeing the reviews. But anyone that's bought the book thinking they're doing me a favor, you're wrong. I want you to be doing yourself a favor. I want you to be able to action now. I want you to grant yourself permission to think bigger. Don't start at the bottom. If you want to be working on only houses over $10 million, then guess what? Start focusing on that. And so, yeah, I want people to action stuff and not just read it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Steve. I really appreciate you and everything you do. And I look forward to keeping up with you in the future. Thanks again.
Cheers, pal.
All right. Have a great day.
I hope this podcast helps you plan out your success in the real estate industry. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about today's podcast, or you have ideas for future episodes, please feel free to email me, DM me, PM me, whatever works best. I really appreciate you listening, and I look forward to talking to you next week.